That's fine.
What would you call the one right outside there?
Hydrant. Call that the hydrant.
When it gets cold around here, do y'all ever have any trouble, you know, with your pipes?
Well, yeah, sometimes I used to keep mine covered up. And I haven't had any trouble much with my pipe. Because when it gets cold enough, I always cover that one up. And it may freeze a little bit, but as soon as I uncover it, and I just take a piece of paper and light it and hold it up around that pipe, it break right on loose.
Hmm. Have you ever had your pipes actually to freeze, you know, and...
No, not yet I have. I've had water to freeze, but I've never had any busted pipe.
Yes, ma'am. Back years ago, if you wanted to buy a lot of flour at one time, what would that usually come in?
This calling them what? How many pounds? Now, we used to get what you call a 24-pound sack of flour. You said flour.
Yes, ma'am.
A 24-pound sack of flour. Could get 50 pounds, and then people used to buy it in what you call, it's a little barrel, but you called it a keg. Mm-hmm. Way back, people would buy flour, they'd buy a keg of flour if they had, you know, a large family, they'd buy enough to do some good.
Yes, ma'am. Talking about that barrel, did it usually have something that went around it to keep the stable?
Yeah, hooks. What you call hooks. Round hooks. You would put around that. That's to keep the staves together.
Yes, ma'am. Well, if somebody wanted to buy a fair amount of lard or molasses, pretty good bit, what would that usually come in?
Well, a lard now usually comes in a bucket. And they done got so now, they used to make, put it in tin buckets. But now they use is plastic, you know, buckets. You know, they put up a lot of stuff in these plastic buckets now.
Would molasses come in a bucket too?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, molasses. But now I ain't seen no molasses in a plastic bucket. Molasses used to usually be in a tin, you know, bucket or a tin can.
I've heard people talk about getting molasses or lard by the stand, or stand lard or stand molasses.
Oh yeah. When you do that, you're going to get a good, you know, a good amount of it.
Well, is a stand itself, is that a bucket or?
Yeah, it's a bucket. And molasses is a, usually be a cane. Molasses do, but not lard, it used to be a, you know, a bucket.
Yes,
but they used to have what you call 8-pound buckets and 4-pound buckets. And people used to buy 4-pound of lard, but you don't see them buckets no more now.
Yes,
used to buy 4 pounds of lard. Most you see now in they have 4-pound cartons and 8-pound cartons. But they used to have 4-pound cartons, I mean buckets. 8-pound buckets. And that's the way most of the people had buckets then, by buying, you know, lard.
Yes, ma'am. I see.